In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with volume 23, 118, 1928, and we're on paragraph number 3. Now, Jesus says, the celestial mama wants, Our Lady wants, Our Lady desires, Our Lady awaits the kingdom of the divine will upon earth, in which she shall be, in which there shall be souls who, by living in the divine will, shall form their life in the prime act of God and shall acquire the divine royalty and the right of queens. So here, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is that we become like Jesus and Mary. We become, this is her triumph. Finally. She says she's waiting for the kingdom to come on earth for the souls to live in the divine will on earth as it is in heaven, to form their life in the prime act of God, to acquire the divine royalty that Adam lost, the divine royalty of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, and become in the rights of this divine royalty of being queens. All shall see impressed in them, in these souls in the divine will, the indelible character that they are the daughters of the divine king. They are the sons of the divine king. And as daughters, as sons, to them is due the title of the right of queens of kings. These souls shall have their dwelling in the divine royal palace on earth. Therefore, they shall acquire the divine nobility of manners, of works, of steps, of words, and they shall possess such science that no one shall be able to be equal to them. This is the life that Adam had. He knew everything. He knew what every plant and what every animal was here for. He knew all the minerals, the vegetables. He knew all that existed. And again, to this point, since Adam's fall, now finally, we're going to possess such science that no one till this point, when it happens, when that day comes, no one shall be able to equal to them. They shall be invested with such divine light that light itself shall announce to all that here is a queen, here is a king who lived in the royal palace of my divine will. So you could see what's coming. It's a new and divine way of holiness, as Pope St. John Paul II prophesied using the same words of St. Honorable de Francia, Luisa's confessor. A new beginning for all of humanity is close, and it's not human. It's divine. It's sharing in divinity, which the priest says every day at Holy Mass by putting the drop of water in the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. We let go of all worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. It doesn't belong to us. It's nailed to the cross with Jesus. Now what belongs to us is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, which was given to Luisa. That's why you have the book of heaven. Jesus says he knew the people that he predestined to have this book. And that's us. We're nobodies. We're nothings. Yet he wants to prove to the world that it's not us that have done it. As St. Louis de Montfort says, they'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world in those end times, but it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. That's what's coming, a new and divine way of holiness. Listen to this, the title, the right of kings and queens, little queens. The souls who have the dwelling in the divine royal palace, they shall acquire the divine nobility and manners and works and steps and words that shall possess such science that no one to this point will be able to be equal to them. They shall be invested with such divine light that the light itself shall announce to all that here is a son, a king, a daughter, a queen who has lived in the royal palace of my divine will. Remember what I said about the saints. The saints had a nimbus of light around their head. What Jesus says to Luisa, is this light will radiate from the whole body. That's the light of Jesus. That's the light of Mary. That's not just doing the will of God, but living in the will of God. This is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's begun. It has begun. Jesus says this. And so the sovereign queen shall no longer be alone in her royal throne. She shall have other little queens who shall surround her. Her beauty shall be reflected in them. Her glory, her greatness shall find the ones whom it will call, it can pour itself out on. So finally, the life of Jesus, the life of Mary, her triumph is happening. Oh, how honored, how glorified Our Lady shall feel. Therefore, she, Our Lady, desires those who want to live in the divine fiat in order to herself form the queens, the little queens, the little kings, in the prime act of the divine will, so as to be able to have in the celestial fatherland the retinue of other little queens who surround her and shall give her the honor that is due to the Blessed Mother. We haven't seen anything yet. Volume 23, 131, 1928. What can the atom animated by my divine will not do? That can do anything because it becomes an act in the midst of all of its acts of the divine will. And this is enough to be able to make all of its acts one single act and to say, everything is mine and everything must serve me in order to snatch the kingdom of the divine fiat upon earth. Okay, think of what Jesus just said to Louisa. In that single act, in that prime act of God that we want to enter into, everything becomes ours. All of creation is yours. That's why we fuse ourselves with creation in the prime act, in the prevening act in the morning. We fuse ourselves with our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We fuse ourselves with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, the reflection of the Trinity on earth. We fuse ourselves with all of creation, redemption, and sanctification. It becomes ours. Why? So we enter into the divine will, that prime act of God. We participate in what God wanted Adam to have from the beginning of time. So therefore, what did Adam say? Everything is mine. The earth was given to me. All of the animals, all the vegetables, all the minerals are mine. The universe is mine. Everything must serve me. That's what Adam said. That's what Jesus, the new Adam, says. In order to snatch the kingdom of the divine will on earth. So everything is coming. We're going back to our origin, to what God breathed into Adam, the Ruach of God, the breath of God in the beginning. Everything is coming full circle. Volume 23, 2, 12, 1928. I was continuing praying my round of the creation to give to my creator all the homages of the divine qualities. This is not saintly, good, or holy. I continue praying my round in the creation to give to my creator all the homages of the divine qualities that each created thing contains. Since everything came out of the divine fiat, consequently, it maintains their life. And even more, it is the primary act of each created thing. My always lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, is all creation perhaps not the work of my omnipotent fiat? Yes, Lord, it is. Does its palpitating life, its vital warmth, its incessant motion that moves everything, orders and harmonizes everything, not flow within it? Yes, it does, Lord. As if the whole creation were one single act? Yes, it does, Lord. So for the one who possesses my divine will as life, heaven, sun, seas, everything are not things extraneous to the soul, but everything is her own. So that's why we want to fuse ourselves with all of creation, redemption, and sanctification. Just as everything belongs to my fiat. In fact, since the soul is nothing other than the birth from the divine will, that possessing the divine will has all the rights of all the births from the divine will, that is the whole of creation. Everything becomes ours. This is why God breathed, and this way he created the universe. And then he created man to give to him what God is, all the divine I love yous. That's why when you pray your round of creation, you begin to experience the divine I love yous in all of creation. And then in redemption, you begin to experience all the divine I love yous of Jesus and Mary in redemption. All that Jesus suffered, all that Mary suffered to give back to humanity this divine life. This is why it says all rights of the births from it, as is the whole of creation. God says those who possess my divine will as life, as heaven, as seas, everything is her own. Everything belongs to my fiat because we've entered into that fiat. She is nothing other than the birth from the fiat, that by possessing the fiat, all rights and all the births from it. This is the whole of creation. Finally, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary has begun. Her children are becoming like her, like her son. Volume 23, see, through holy baptism, we are in God's image. Through the divine will, we enter into the likeness. Volume 23, 225, 1928. I find myself with a divine will that cannot leave me. Again, this is what happens. You want to read every day. You want to do all your action rounds in the divine will every day. I find myself with the divine will that cannot leave me. I cannot separate from it either. We are inseparable. It does not make these little escapes that Jesus makes for me. On the contrary, if I do not take it in as prime act of my acts, it remains sorrowful and it laments for its act, its light, its life has not had the primacy in my act. So we want to participate in this. It's a longing. It's a desire. It's what Jesus desires. It's what Mary desires for humanity. It's what Louisa put down on paper so that we will begin to desire this kingdom of God within, on earth, as it is in heaven. Okay. Oh, how divine will, how adorable, how lovable, how insuperable you are. The more I go on, the more I comprehend you, the more I love you. This is what happens in the divine will. The more that you read, the more that you keep on walking in the divine will, reading, studying, put this into practice, the more you comprehend what God is doing. He's teaching us how to work on this machine. You're being instructed. Okay, now if you do this, 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 then the machine will work. If you put oil in it, the machine will work. If you put gas in it, it'll run, you know. And he's showing us how to live in the divine will, little by little by little. And that's the beauty of this. Volume 23, 2:28, 1928. Who shall ever be able to destroy the fact that Father de Francia has been the first initiator of making known the kingdom of my divine will. And only because his life was extinguished and the publications have not had its completion. So when this great work becomes known, and that's what's happening now, his name, St. Honorable de Francia, his memory, St. Honorable de Francia, shall be full of glory and splendor, and he shall have his prime act in the work so great, both in heaven and on earth. So, this is why the book of heaven is always dedicated to St. Honorable de Francia. It's his job to get this book out. It's his job to help us begin to understand this new and divine way of holiness. He's the one. He's the one that's doing this. In fact, Jesus says, why is there a battle going on and almost everyone yearns for victory to win in holding the writings of my divine fiat? This battle that was going on in 1928 was Father Nibelé took all the writings of Louisa and he went to Messina and he died. And so the people in Messina were saying, these belong to us now because they were fathers. And Louisa's saying, no, they belong to me. And so what happened was there was this, who's gonna take this? So finally, they said these belong to Louisa. So they all went back to Louisa because who is to win holding the writings of my divine fiat? because he had brought the writings with himself in order to publish them. Had it not been so, who would have talked about it? No one. So he says, Jesus is saying that because of St. Honorable de Francia, because he went to his friend. Well, who was his friend? Pope Pius the 12th. No, Pope Pius the 10th. Sorry. Luisa had permission by Pope Leo the 13th to have Holy Mass said in her room. And the bishops were doing that during the time of Pope Leo the 13th. Then when Pope Pius the 10th came in, that was St. Honorable de Francia's friend, and he would go and talk to him. And as a matter of fact, when he read the Hours of the Passion to him, to St. Pius the 10th, St. Pius the 10th said, "We must kneel. Jesus is speaking to us." And it was under the direction of St. Pius the 10th that said to St. Honorable de Francia, "These must be published." And that then, St. Honorable knew this is what Jesus told him through Luisa, and he knew then this had to be done. St. Honorable de Francia put the Nihil Obstat on the first 19 volumes, and Archbishop May of Trani put the imprimatur. So these writings were read and approved by St. Honorable de Francia, who St. John Paul II made the priest to pray to for vocations in the world. So when we want a vocation, we pray to St. Honorable de Francia for the priesthood. And Jesus tells Luisa that the priesthood is going to change. It's going to be what God has planned. As we've mentioned before, the rectories are empty. The psychiatric units are full. The hospitals are full. The prisons are full. And it's the priest's job to empty them. It's the priest's job to heal spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. Divine healing is the divine will. Great things are coming. We haven't seen anything yet. But wait till you see what's coming. Everyone will say, "How do I live this life?" And it will be very clear. You have to be baptized Catholic. And then start reading the volumes. You got to put it in order. So great things are right around the corner. Volume 24, 325, 1928. Our paternal goodness, our divine will, our divine love, desired, longed for, strongly yearned for its return as operating life into the midst of creatures. So the operating life of us should be the divine will. That's what Jesus is saying. We, triune God, saw that they could not reach the perfect purpose of creation, nor form the image wanted by us completely in our like divine likeness, because our fiat is the prime act of creatures, of the creature. And if that fiat is missing, the creature remains disordered, counterfeit, because she lacks the prime act of her existence. So Jesus now is teaching us how to enter into this prime act of God. Now, this is part two. Part three is even better. We're going to do that in June. Jesus is overflowing with such love, such confidence in what he is going to do, that we are filled with hope in this world. There's no worry. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. There's no negativity. There will be no sin. What's happening is God is saying, wait till you see what I'm going to do. That's what St. Louis de Montfort says. What God is going to do, not humanity. God has got this planned. And we surrender to him. Let it be done as you say. Jesus says this. Volume 24, 4, 6, 1928. My daughter, when the soul places herself in the unity of my divine will, as it is as if she placed herself in the sphere of the sun. Think of us entering into the sun. Look at the sun. It is one from its height, from its sphere. It does one single act, but the light that descends down to the bottom embraces the whole earth. And from its effects of the light, it produces multiple, innumerable acts. Look, spring. Everything's popping out of the ground. All this fruit, vegetables, life. Now, this is the symbol of the soul who wants to live in the unity of our divine will. She, Luisa, rises into the sphere of the sun of the eternal fiat that contains so much light that no one can escape it and possesses all the seeds of the lives of all of humanity. She's the newborn. God had to give this gift to a human born of original sin. His mother had it. She's Theotokos. Jesus had it, the Son of God. But he says, this life, he says, I had to find a soul, a human, to give this life to. And that's what he did. Luisa rises into the sphere of the sun of the eternal fiat that contains so much light that no one can escape it and possesses all the seeds of the lives of humanity. It's a new beginning, a new and divine way of holiness, as John Paul II prophesied. Volume 24, 4:26, 1928. The virtues can form the ornament of the soul. Okay, this is the virtues of the saints. Not the life. On the other hand, my divine will is prime act of all the acts of the soul. So if the soul thinks, if she speaks, if she breathes, it is my divine will that forms the thought, the word, and giving her the breath, it maintains the circulation, the heartbeat, the warmth, this life. And just as one cannot live without breathing, so one cannot live without my divine will. It's true. There is always need of the divine will to be able to continue living. Yet while they receive its continuous breath, they do not recognize it. My divine will is so necessary that one cannot do without it, even for one instant, because it is not only the bearer of all human acts, but it is also the bearer of all created things, creation, redemption, sanctification. My fiat is the prime act of the sun in the sky, and it makes the creatures breathe light. When Jesus breathes into us, it's light, bringing healing. It's the prime act of the air, of the water, of the fire, of the wind, of the creatures that breathe my divine will. In the air they breathe, in the water they drink, in the fire that warms them, in the wind that purifies them, there is not one thing which they do not breathe my divine will. So we're constantly breathing this light, this life, this love of God in all that's around us. Therefore, in all things, be they small or great, even in the breath, the creature can always do my divine will. So that's the first thing. We're learning how to do the divine will. That's volume 1 through volume 10. To live in the divine will is volume 11 through volume 19, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, volume 20 through volume 36. Therefore, in all things, they shall be they small or great, even in the breath, the creatures can always do my divine will. And by not doing the divine will, it is an act of life of the divine will that the soul loses. It is the breath that suffocates continuously. And she receives its light, its breath, its life, its breath, but to convert it into human rather than to be herself transmuted into the divine, into my divine will. A new and divine way of holiness is here. And we're learning little by little. Nobody possesses this fully. It doesn't matter where you started. We're in the same pool, if you want to say, and the water is coming up. I don't care if you've started 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago in the divine will. We're all in the same pool. The people that just got in are maybe knee deep. And we're all there at the same time. And God is changing the face of the earth through those souls who are reading, studying, and putting this into practice. Everything is changing. The church is being purified. The world is being purified. The nations are being purified. The kingdom is coming. And it's already begun. Those who have the book of heaven, it's already begun. Transmuted into my divine will. Volume 24, 6, 12, 19, 1928. I continuing praying my round in the acts of that the divine fiat did in creation. So this we're learning to pray our round in the divine fiat in creation, redemption, and sanctification. This becomes our prayer. What is it? It's heaven, adoring God and loving God and praising God and thanking God and glorifying God and worshiping God. in the divine will. He says, as I was continuing my praying my round in the act of this, Luisa says, in the divine fiat in creation, that it still preserves in its own hand with such divine power, such divine wisdom, as if in each act it repeated the acts already done. See, again, it's repairing and redoing. While it is nothing other than the act, than the continuation of the one single act. So what we're doing in the divine will is participating in the image and likeness of God in the divine will. We're not doing it for ourselves. It's not, I'm going to build this house for me. I'm going to drive to the store for me. I'm building the house for the glory of God. I'm driving on the road for the glory of God. I'm walking down the street for the glory of God. I'm planting my garden for the glory. Whatever you're doing now, he says this. He says, it's nothing other than the continuation of the one single act of God. We're entering into this. Now, while my mind was carrying itself to the Garden of Eden, my sweet Jesus told me, my daughter, when you pray your round in my divine will, in order to trace all of its acts, to surround them with a cortege, to love them, to make them one with yours, you arrive at Eden. We begin where Adam was. I feel the divine joys, the feast, the happiness of our divinity felt in creation being repeated. He sees in Luisa what Adam was doing before the fall. Oh, how seeing you flow in the sun and the wind and the sea and the heavens. See, this is the round of creation that we're learning how to flow in the sun and the wind and the sea and the heavens. Reminds us vividly of the rapid flights of the first creature, Adam, that came out of our creative hands. In fact, since Adam was in the unity of our will and all of our acts done in creation for love of him, Adam would make one single act, and in a single act, he would bring us, triune God, all of our acts as though in triumph. It's all of creation we give back to God. He created this to give to Adam so Adam could give it back to him, repeating what God has done. He breathes this in, it's mine. And now what we have is nothing but God's. We give it back to God. Here, you want the best? It's what you have done, Lord. That's creation. That's the round of creation. That's the round of redemption. That's sanctification. He would bring us all of our acts as though in triumph. Here, Lord, we present back to you. So Adam would bring us to us all the joy of all the things that we, triune God, had as though scattered, ordered, and harmonized in the whole of the universe. The universe was made for Adam, Jesus says. The human will was made for God. When Adam threw God out, we've been in misery ever since. So Jesus comes to redeem us. Mary comes to co-redeem with him. And what happens? 2,000 years later, Jesus says, I finally found the newborn. Now, this gift of kingdom of redemption is now given to the kingdom of sanctification. Volume 24, 6:20, 1928. My daughter, God is one single act. And if many acts can be seen in creation, they are nothing other than the effects of the one act of God. It happened to the sun. The sun is one and its light is one. But as its light touches the earth, rapidly extends over the earth, the effects of the sun are innumerable. It can be said that it produces a distinct effect over each thing that it touches. Think of each flower that's growing, each blade of grass, each grain of, it's bringing life. The distinct effect over each thing it touches, a distinct in the color, in the sweetness, in the substance it infuses in each thing it touches with its hands of light. It seems that the sun creates many subsequent acts, one more beautiful than the other, but it is not true. They are all nothing other than the effects of its one act of divine light. In fact, the strength of the one single act has the virtue of producing many effects as if they were many subsequent and distinct acts, as indeed they are. So everything you see in the whole universe are nothing other than the effects of the one single act of God, the fiat lux, let there be light. because it is one single act. It possesses the virtue of divine order, divine harmony, and all the effects that it produces. The same thing happens with the soul. Now, Jesus wants to tell us what he wants to do with us. The soul who lives in my divine wealth, this is what we want. By living in the one act of God, the soul feels all the effects that the single act of God in all of her acts. She feels within herself the order, the harmony, the beauty, the strength of the one divine act that more than light produces so many effects that the soul feels heavens, suns, seas, flowers, fields, and everything good present in heaven and on earth being produced in her acts. The divine I love you is there. Just think about it. Just by looking at your family, looking at your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, looking at humanity, and you're bringing all of heaven to them. The earth is changing. The earth is changing. The church is changing. How? By what Jesus has given to Louisa. This life that Adam lost is now given back to humanity. And the more we learn this, the more we study this, the more we put this into practice, the more heaven comes to earth. That's why Jesus said, when I rose from the dead, I rose so that all of humanity can rise from the death of the human and embrace the divine. He says, don't be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative. Don't do this. That was nailed to the cross with Jesus. No more sin. That was nailed to the cross with Jesus. It's now to begin to live his life, live Our Lady's life, the new Adam and the new Eve. How is this done? Through Louisa. Volume 24, 6, 25, 19, 28. My daughter, my mother did her first love and her first act in the divine will. And since it was done in the divine will, it possesses the continuity as if it were always in act. It never began and never ended. It becomes one with God. Loving and operating. Her love never ends. Her work acts at continued repeaters in such a way that whoever wants to take her love finds it always in act. And while it is the effect of the first love, it is repeated and repeated always. Lord, I want to live this life of Mary. So in reality, we're with God till the end, never ending. But in the divine will, we were with God from the beginning. It's this unity of oneness with God. This is the mystical marriage, but more than that, it's the wedding feast of heaven. This is what God wants us to begin repeated always. In such is one who operates in my divine will. Jesus is saying, if you're striving to operate in the divine will, you've also entered into this life of Mary, this life of Jesus. Her act acquires the continuity. They are always repeated without ever ceasing. They are the true sun that from the moment it was created by God, it gave its first act of light, but so great as to fill heaven and earth with one single act, eternal. And it repeats this act always, without ever ceasing, in such a way that all can take its act of light as though one was the act that constituted itself, the act of the perennial light for everyone and for everything. That's what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to receive that Ruach of God, that breath of God that he breathed into Adam. He's waiting for us to live this life. Louisa possesses it. But that when that day comes, when this new day is given to us on earth as it is in heaven, the evil one will be gone. Heaven's coming to earth. He's been banished from heaven. He will be banished from earth. That's why St. John Paul II said, get ready to begin to live a life, a new and divine way of holiness. Volume 24, 8, 6, 19, 28. For each act done in my divine will, the soul encloses within itself a divine life that has no beginning and no end. You see, we're with God forever. She encloses in an act from which everything springs, springs that never exhaust. And what is that springs? The continuous sanctity springs, the continuous happiness, the continuous beauty, the continuous love spring. All, listen to this, the divine qualities of God are in the act of springing and growing continuously. That's step number 6 on the 6th day of the Virgin Mary in the kingdom of the divine will, that we begin to possess all the divine qualities as much as a human could possibly embrace. Why? Why? That's what God wanted. That's what he breathed into Adam. And he was waiting for Adam to give this to his children, and Adam failed. So Jesus takes the place of the new Adam. Mary takes the place of the new Eve. And they breathe into Louisa the life that Adam lost. This is what God's waiting for. This is all the divine qualities that are in the act of springing and growing continuously. And again, as much, Jesus says, you can have it as much as you want or as little as you want, 30, 60, or 100 fold. If a soul can possess one act done in the divine will alone, all the goods of the works of all creatures from all centuries could be put together and would never equal one single act done in my divine will, because it is life, divine life, that reigns in that act. So Jesus says, put all that the saints have done, all that the holy men and women have done in the Old Testament. Nothing compares to the life of Mary. Now, the life of Jesus. Now, with Louisa, Louisa now possesses the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. Jesus says, all that has been done to this point, no one altogether cannot compare to one eye blink of Louisa. Why? Jesus is blinking in her blinking. Mary is blinking in her blinking. The new Adam and the new Eve, and therefore she participates in this. That's what God is waiting for. This is what he's saying. Okay. I forgot where I left off. Okay, but put together. Okay, together they could never equal the single act done in my divine will, because it is life that reigns in this act. This is divine life. While the other works done outside of my divine will, there is no life inside, but a work without this divine life. 5:24, 9:21, 19:28. My daughter, just as the light of the sun with one single blow of light gives light to the whole creature, in such a way that in the same instant, with one alone of its acts, it gives light to the gaze, to the mouth, to the hands, to the steps, to everything. Nor does it need to repeat its act of light so many times for as many members as the creature has, but one single act of light is enough for everything, so that each member and object may have its light all to itself, the same for the act done in my divine volition. So Jesus is saying, wait till I tell you this. Since they are children of the light, that's us, of my divine will, that's us, with one single act, it can make light for everyone, past, present, and future. See, it's repairing and redoing. That's what the divine will is. It can extend everywhere because it is a virtue and property that the light of my divine fiat possesses within itself, that with one single act, it can give light to everyone, past, present, and future. This is the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics. Enkindle us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your spirit and we will be recreated, transmuted. And then you will renew the face of the earth through us. So when we see something happen, we don't go, pity me. Look what happened to me. No, it's Lord. Thank you for showing this to me. Number 2, I'm sorry this is happening to you, Lord. And number 3, I want to repair this and redo this as you taught Louisa. I want to do this for you, for your glory, for your honor. God goes, good. Good. And if there can be any difference, it is on the part of those who receive it. One who is disposed, that should be us, to take the good of the light and profit from it. And one who is not disposed, that's the one who don't want to live in the divine will, Even though he feels himself full of light, he does not take the good it contains. So Jesus is saying to us, I've got great plans for humanity. Wait till you see what I, God, am going to do. Wait till you see this new and divine way of holiness that's coming upon the earth. And he's called us. He's predestined us to live at this time. Psalm 24, 11, 4, 14, 19, 28. It happened as to the sun. From the heights of its sphere, one is its act of light. And since it possesses the unity of light given to it by its creator, this is the sun, while it is one single act, the effects of the light are innumerable. Now, well, for one who does and lives in my divine will, the human will ceases. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, to the point of no more sin, which we all hope comes soon. Its life ends, nor has it any reason to exist any longer, because the life of the unity of my divine will begins in the soul. And since mine is one single act, and everything it created or can do can be called the effects of the single act, the soul, living in this unity of my divine will, as its her own center, is present in all the effects of the single act of the divine will. Jesus says, I want you to participate in this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. This is what he's doing. Oh, how beautiful it is to see this happy creature in all the effects that our divine will knows how to and can produce. The soul runs in the light of the sun of its as the effects of our divine will. So it's a new and divine way of holiness. In the heavens, the sea, the wind, and everything, the soul runs as the human will runs in all the human acts, as the light of the sun runs in all of its effects, so does the soul run in the fiat. Continue your flight, Jesus says, in the fiat, in all the effects that it possesses and produces. Enter into this life, Jesus says. This is why the living in our divine will is the greatest prodigy. And if our divinity wanted to make a greater one, it could not. God cannot do greater than this. This is the ultimate. This is what he breathed into Adam. It's coming back to humanity. And he's offering this to us. It could not, nor could it find anything greater, more prodigious, more powerful, more beautiful, more happy than our divine will to give to the creature. Because by giving our divine will, we, God, give everything. Listen to what he's saying. Its power forms our divine echo in the depths of the soul. It forms our most beautiful images in the soul. And the echo of the human littleness becomes one with ours, Jesus says, in such a way that uniting to our prime act, the single act of God, the soul runs and diffuses itself and all the effects of that single act of God produces. We participate in God. We are that drop of water entering into the cup filled with wine. We're sharing in divinity. As St. Peter says, humanity was called to be divinized, not to become gods, but to share in divinity. We become that drop of nothing that enters and becomes wine, sharing in divinity. This is what God has planned. This is what God wants for all of humanity. It's very close. This is it. He could do nothing greater than this, Jesus just says. So I'll be back in 15 minutes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.